easy, Bob.
I know who did it. I'm sure I know. Well, I don't know who set off the explosion and blew up my shop, but I know the organization behind them.
Well, give us all the information you have, and we'll go after them.
Well, I can't prove it, but I'm sure the gang is headed by our mayor and sheriff. I figured, as a newspaper publisher, it was my job to wake people up and open their eyes. I printed what evidence I had, hoping folks would see what was happening and get mad. Mad enough to fight.
You've been doing this on your own, alone?
Well, everybody in town's been scared. I don't blame them, though. They got families.
Bob, we're strangers in your town. We might uncover a lot of evidence if we pretend we came here to open up a business sometime.
Sure we could, Roy.
Yeah, two cons aren't busy pouring gasoline into smelly trucks and roaring airplanes to dicker for horse feed.
Well, if we pretend we wanted to open up a gambling hall, for example, we'd find out who the bribes have been paid to and where the money goes to from there.
Yeah, lost my shirt gambling with an infantry squad once. Say, lost my shirt. My socks, too.
Well, don't count on uncovering too much, Roy. The men who control this town are smart operators.
Dale, Bob might be safer if you took him over to your hotel in Mineral City and had him stay there while we're after this gang.
Sure thing, Roy.
Well, you know, my old commander, General Thomas Kenneth Rowe, lost his buffalo hide overcoat the same